Secrets, throw them up. It's trade secrets, throw them up. Yo, good Sunday evening. Welcome to Trade Secrets. I'm Adam Curry, back in Belgium.
Dave Weiner in Seattle.
Yo, yo. How you doing, Dave?
Well, I'm doing great. We've had sunny weather here all weekend.
Oh, really?
It's just been kick-ass, yeah.
All right, well, welcome one
you
and all.
You know that's... Yeah.
I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
No, I was just going to say Seattle and sunny weather, like, that's not the usual thing. You know?
I was going to say. Well, I was in Britain over the weekend, and we had rain today. Definitely had the British weather. So.
Yep.
But anyway,
we
welcome
got
one
the
and
volcano.
All to Trade Secrets. Yeah, volcano, Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, something like that. We're stepping on each other's lines today.
That's we got to get into the swing here. It'll take a second for us to get all situated. Now, I worked a little bit on your sound, on your audio. Mm-hmm. It sounds better, yeah. But now it's really enhancing all the when you don't talk, then it enhances all the crackling noise.
Oh, good. So I'll just do all the talking then.
Yeah, that would. Since I'm really tired, that would be good.
Nah. Well, I listened to the last one. The sound's getting better, but I felt like last time it sounded like I had like a huge shot of Novocaine, and
yeah.
I don't know how you do that special effect, but
actually, I'm trying to remove it. The thing, you know what? Yeah. What really pisses me off is that Skype. It sounds so good, you know. But we can't use Skype yet. And it's too bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, one step at a time. I mean, we're still doing this kind of the seat of the pants method. And, you know, that's a very important discipline because at some point somebody's going to productize the production side of this stuff and it's going to have to be cheap. And
did you read that thing that I posted? I think I posted it that I found on the... what is it? Rogue Amoeba Software weblog that they're considering doing a podcast podcast software package.
No, I didn't see that. That's great.
Yeah,
I mean, we need to.
It's really good.
We need to get started. I mean, there are and the discussion that's starting to get broader now. I mean, I've sort of deliberately kept the discussion about iPod or stuff off scripting news because that would have like brought in a whole wave of the XML sort of guys who, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, they bring their own energy with them, and I didn't want to do anything to sort of like screw it up. It was going
right.
So good. But now the iPodder thing has its own momentum, and so I started posting a few things.
I saw you post an RFC.
Yeah, I mean, it was about time that we tell the aggregator developers that they're really close to having the iPod or, you know, user interface, the reading interface, they're really close to having it. And,
yeah,
you know, we might as well figure out exactly how close they all are so that if they want to support it, they know how to do that. But the thing I wanted to say is, because this is going to be probably heard by a lot of the iPodders, is that they're all really nice people. I mean,
yeah, aren't they, though? Isn't it a nice bunch?
Yeah. Oh, man, when they disagree with you, it's like... Oh, cool. You know what I'm saying? And then you come back and say, well, there's a reason why I want to do it that way. And they go, oh, yeah, well, that's no problem.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Then, yeah, right. I go, wow. This, yeah, like, reminds me of something like the good old days or whatever. But I just wanted to say that I was really, you know, there's just a ton of really good energy.
Yeah, good
it
energy,
reminds
yeah
me of the early days of any, you know, platform or developer community, you know, and sort of enjoy this period. You know, we're going to look back on this. It's going to really, you know, this is the, but yeah, we've got a lot of work to do because we've only begun to really solve one of the three sort of sides to the triangle. The other, you know, the listening side. And then there's the production side, which is what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
And then there's the serving side. And the production and serving are going to be, they're going to become really important. They already are really important. And because this thing is accelerating so quickly, I think that the importance of those things is also going to accelerate quickly. And I had sort of a flash on this that if the desktop, if the laptop computers we were using weren't such hairballs, weren't such, you know, awfully overburdened pieces of software, yeah, which is really what they are, right? I mean, the hardware is great. I mean, you've got multiple gigahertz machines with gigabytes of hard drive space and even a gigabyte of RAM, whatever. You know, they're fully capable as hardware, but as software, they're so utterly crippled that it's, you know, look at all these devices you carry with you, Adam. Why do you think you carry all those devices? Well, Why couldn't your laptop do what the iPod does? You know, okay, it's smaller, so you don't want to carry the laptop. Well, I just bought a really small laptop, right?
Yeah.
And it's because the software sucks. Yeah. And, you know, so we need to, I think, envision another piece of hardware for the production side. Maybe on the Mac you don't. But I think on Windows it's going to have to be something like a mixer.
A hardware mixer, you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
It shouldn't be necessary. It shouldn't be necessary at all. It's just no one's really not at all. I mean, there's so much processing power. And that, what was it? What were we listening to this weekend? The GNOMEDEX conference. Steve Gilmore, who was like, "Whoa, man, we got to give him some pom poms, Dave."
Really?
Steve is our cheerleader. He's such a cheerleader for podcasting.
He's a good guy.
We were sitting there in the inn, and I was listening to it streaming live, and Patricia was sitting there, and it was just all these nice words. It was just really great. I think at one point he said, "What we're doing with podcasting, we are delivering equal to or even better production value than, you know, a big production company or radio facility."
Yeah, I don't think that's true, though.
Well, when you listen to how our audio is today, no, I'd agree.
I mean, it was really funny that right as I said that, the whole thing dropped to the floor and I could hear absolutely nothing. I've been saying this. Wait. Let me just get this out, because I've been saying this to you privately. I want to sort of say it out to, like, the universe, is that we really, I think, need to talk to somebody, a person, who understands how voice over IP works.
Yeah.
And so that we could optimize this. You know, we both got really good net connections. It seems to me that we should be able to get out of this, although it's amazing to think what is actually working.
What's actually happening is already cool. Yeah. But it seems like, you know, the software that has the transmission part together doesn't have the sound together, and then, you know, and then vice versa. So it's just a matter, you know, someone's going to hit it. I mean, it's all there.
But it's not going to be somebody. It's not going to be somebody that I know. It's not going to come out of the content management world or the XML world or the database. I mean, this is the stuff that I know. Here, I'm a user, and I'm not even a very knowledgeable user with this. The engineering of this stuff, it's like there's all these companies that do sound software.
Yeah.
Those are the guys. And then you have to take what they know, and you have to do some really, really good user interface on it so that you don't have to be an expert at using sound software to actually create something here, because frankly, I mean, to have something to say, you don't need to be an expert in sound software. So we should be able to make it so that you just, you know, simplify it or make it so that the default settings are just give you a pretty good result. Sort of like I bought an Nikon camera, you know, Coolpix, whatever, 3200, and I think of it as like the brownie camera of the 21st century. I mean, it's just, you point it at something, you click the shutter, it takes a picture, you do it again, and out of that, you know, maybe one-tenth of them are really good, and that's, I think, amazing. You know, it's an incredible thing. You don't want that big Canon with interchangeable lenses.
But Dave, you hold on. You need certain things to do this type of production. You can't just oversimplify it. You know, it's never going to be push button for audio stuff. It just never will be.
But it is push button for me, Adam. It is right now push button for me.
Oh, yeah, if you're talking about just recording your mic, agreed. Then it's totally push button.
No, it's push button for me in trade secrets. It's push button for me.
Yeah.
I know that you've got a whole complicated thing, and I really appreciate you doing that, but it's an important point to be made, okay, is that I'm not learning all the ins here. All I'm doing is putting on a microphone and headphones, and we're having, you know, these chats, which says there may be a role for a service bureau, okay? there may be a role for back end that makes it really easy.
Yeah, you see where I'm going? With you. Yeah, I'm
right?
with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? In other words, if you need to have a rocket scientist around, well, could I rent one just for a few hours, or do I need to buy it?
You know? No, you're right. Well, that's very interesting. I hadn't thought about that. That's really good.
Think about it.
That's really good.
It's worth thinking about. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about these Rogue Amoeba guys because they already do Audio Hijack Pro, which I'm using now. Everything I've used from them has contributed to getting the job done.
Wow.
He says, well, I'm not, I posted it, I forget the guy's name, but he said, I got to check into this podcasting. You know, we're not just going to start up a new product overnight, but, I think that might happen with
him. When he sees all the press that's coming, changes too.
Yeah, he'll get pretty interested.
That's something that you and I can see that can't see, but that while there's a lot of buzz on the web about this, there's also coming a lot of ink is going to be spent on this too.
Oh, already? You've done interviews. I've got four for tomorrow. It's unbelievable.
Well, reporters like this. This is like word processing. You know, word processing stuck in the 80s, much more than spreadsheets because
reporters use.
Right. And here, this may not be exactly what reporters use, but any reporter that has a radio background goes totally apeshit over this.
Yeah, understands it.
This is what they've been living for. This is like the print reporters, it's a 10-year time shift. In 1994, the writers, people who wrote for newspapers and magazines, the really good ones, the really ones with, that had a vision, that were idealistic, the web came along and that just juiced them. That was what they were waiting for, basically. 10 years later, it's radio. And that's where we're at right now. And it's wonderful. I mean, to me, I've said this before. Let's not,
Do you remember your first radio, Dave? Do you remember your first radio?
Oh, extremely well. It was, like you said, it was the transistor radio that that made rock and roll happen. My grandfather gave me...
Doc Searle said that. I have to give him props there. Doc Searle said that.
Oh, Doc Searle. Sorry, you're right. It was Doc. See, this all blends in, but my grandfather, my paternal grandfather, which is really strange because he was like by far the less hip of the two grandfathers I had, gave me this really sort of like iPod size thing, and I would listen to it. WABC AM.
Was it a Sony with a blue leatherette case?
No, it wasn't. It was huge cheap. It was,
I had a Sony, man. I couldn't believe it. It felt so heavy and massive, and it was really tiny, though.
No.
You're right. It was AM only.
Later on, I had one of those, too. But I just remember, being six or seven or something like that and listening to it under the blankets at night when I wasn't supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, I did exactly the same. I listened to the basketball games.
What I would say is, wow, this is cool. It turned out to be what I sought in my whole life. That was the theme of my life, basically. The first transistor radio was a heavy-duty thing.
Before I forget, just to go back to the to your RFC for iPodder, an iPodder. Today, I saw on the list the iPodder Java was released. iPodder for Windows, which uses .NET, I think. But I installed the Java one. I of course I didn't install the Windows one, but it says it has a system tray icon and it's now it's really moving. Now everyone's just popping release after release out.
Maybe we should start a directory. I got an email on that. Somebody.
I told you about. Did you hear on the source code? Gregory has. Kindly offered to be curator of all things iPodder and do a directory.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I did. I thought that was for the software, though. Mike Lehman, who I used to know from Symantec, sent an email, and he said he was looking for something different. He was wanting a directory of all of the podcasts.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Yeah,
we should definitely
do
that.
And I'd love to get a look at that. Yeah, and I bought a domain for that, actually.
I saw it. I also, a while back, I don't know why, but I bought Podping. I don't know why. Yeah, but I figured we'd be pinging. Our iPods will be pinging something for some reason eventually.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the iPods. See, the iPods are going to have microphones in them, and they're going to record, and they're going to have a. And then basically, we're going to have a way of.
It's going to be Wi-Fi or VLAN or whatever. It's going to be something just blasted out, and it'll just go.
Yeah. And then I thought, basically, maybe we should, like, do only on podcatch.com, maybe we should only publish in OPML. And that way, say, okay, the rendering of this directory, let's not even say how that should happen. Basically, our goal here is to accumulate the data and then immediately distribute that data far and wide.
So it just it's an OPML directory.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
That makes sense.
I mean, we're basically this is like a reinvention of aggregation around the idea, you know, around audio, around iPod, right? I mean, people. I get emails from people saying, "Hey, you know, don't limit this to audio." And
Of course not. But you know, baby steps.
Exactly. And the thing is that you know, as contrarian as it sounds, I think you got to limit it to audio. Why? Because hey, we know how to do this now.
Yeah.
Right. And that's new. Not only do we know how to do it, you know, it's like people have said, hey, you know, Adam and Dave are just like sort of decided to do this, right?
Well, no, you know, excuse
Adam,
me.
You know, you
it's
know,
like 5 years,
it didn't work
6 years.
Like that, right? Yeah, right.
God
damn. It's like, where have y'all been? You know, we've been ready to do this for quite some time. You know, last year at this time, it was the Chris Lydon show that was the thing we were putting out. But the world wasn't ready for it yet, and the world now is ready for it. So that's the difference.
Also, I personally was focusing on video and wanting to do this with video and doing that 3-4 years ago. The bandwidth, it's still not here for video, but it really wasn't there. The disk storage wasn't big enough. Your machine would just freak out by dealing with massive, you know, 300 meg files. And I think that'll just take a while.
And you paid for the programmers, too. Instead of asking the world to do it for you.
Isn't that amazing?
It's turned out a lot better this way. Yeah, well, that's a secret, actually. You know, it's not something that everybody can do. A lot of people ask the world to do things for it, and the world kind of says, you know, well, we got other things to do, right? So you've learned the art of how to ask and then get what you want. It's like, it's this sort of feedback loop that there's got to be a win-win, you know? And then what do programmers want? And you figured out how to give them that. And, you know, I figured this one out a long time ago, is that what programmers want is acknowledgement. They want recognition. They want to be appreciated. They want people to say, wow, you know,
your shit's cool. It works. Yeah.
Right.
I like it.
And that's it. Basically, if you provide that, and you really mean it, of course, if you fake it, everybody can tell that you're doing that, right?
Catch on to that.
Exactly. No soliloquies, please. You know, what we're looking for is lots of sort of like, you know, it's got to be win-win, two-way. Yeah. It's, you know, it takes two to tango. And that's why it worked. I mean, it was like the art of sort of pulling out software. I mean, you know, people say, you know, this is Adam Curry's software. And they're right. I mean, it is Adam Curry's software. Even though all you did is seed the process with, hey, here's this piece of shit that I wrote, right? I mean, I'm sorry.
No,
it's a very elegant piece of shit that you wrote.
and oh, by the way, it's not like I didn't borrow code from all over the place to get that in place. You know, of course. Google is my friend.
You know I mean that in the absolute best
way. Of course.
Everything I write is a piece of shit, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then he said, basically, here's my little thing here, and let's not have it be just a soliloquy. Let's make it better. Do a chorus here, right?
Yeah.
And bing! And
but
then you get like about 80...
Also, I think that something that's probably a part of it is when you have like a Yahoo group list... And clearly, I'm the owner of the group list, but I'm not. It's not moderated. I'm not doing anything. You know, in fact, very rarely do I post anything. I'm just lurking all the way through. I think that somehow the psychology of that, there's something in there. You know, it's like there's no boss. There's no one trying to say how it's, you know, what's supposed to be right or wrong. It's just threads of people discussing things and getting stuff done, and even bug reports. You know, it's like I've seen lists where. You know, you write a bug report and then, you know, people just freak out.
Yeah.
And here it's like, yeah. Oh, all right. Hey, well, but also, you know, no one's saying, hey, man, you really, you broke this shit. You fucked it up, which happened just to me just today with iPod RX. I don't know what happened. But, you know, it's like no big deal. Everyone's in this for just to make it better. And it's all right, so I'll type in on the URLs again. Done, you know?
Yep.
So it does work both ways. It's how users and developers party together, dude.
Oh, where have I heard that before? Wait a minute. You're not allowed to say that here.
I'm
taking a little note here. That's 10 points for Adam. Okay. You know, okay.
Hey, you want to play a song? Because I have a short song that I wanted to play.
Go for it.
And by the way, this time the song will be recorded. Yeah, did anyone comment to you on that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And not only did people comment, but I couldn't hear it. Well, you were supposedly recording it,
right?
And I played it over here. That's all right. It was a pretty.
But you heard the trade secrets, right? When we started the show, you could hear that, right?
I did.
Okay.
I absolutely did. Right. Yeah.
Well, because I think we should play Dan Hicks. You know, not now, but we should play it later on. But
that's all right.
Something I wanted to play now is, you know what? If you listen to the radio, there's just not enough Beatles.
Hmm.
Don't you think so? Do you still hear the Beatles on the radio?
Adam, I got news for you. I don't listen to the radio. I wouldn't know if they were playing the Beatles or not.
All right. Here's 8 days a week. Beatles on Trade Secrets.
Yeah.
8 days a week. How did that sound on your end? It must sound a little bit tinny, huh?
Yeah, sounded great. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the all-time fantastic Beatles songs.
I had the headphones on. It just sounded so good. You know, it's like with the vocals a little off-center. You know, I love that.
Yeah. You know what I've been looking for? You know, I sort of, my queue ran down. It got, you know, I had nothing to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, my walk, so I decided to
are you running mail on that machine, Dave, or something? Are you doing anything other than this?
No, not really.
Okay.
I've got AIM, the instant messaging software.
Nah, that
should
do.
Just quit
no,
that.
No, that's okay. That should be all right. Leave that open, because then we can chat.
Okay.
Oh, I hear your fridge kicked in. That's what I hear.
Oh. Well, anyway, next time let's try to sneak some prints in there. I think that,
sure.
You know, there's something else going on. I mean, it's nice to, for me, it's nice to go for walks with, with a morning, no, not morning coffee notes. Other people do that. With a daily source code.
Or no, what, if you listen to your own soliloquy, what is that? Master soliloquy?
Oh, well, I think we don't want to go there. Thank you very much. But that's a little too twisty. I don't know where you're, where, oh, God, help, help, help. Anyway, that's, so yeah, but the music, you know, when you played Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, I mean, that right. was a really, that worked really good for me with sort of what I use, you know, Daily Source Code for. I mean, I go for my daily walk with Daily Source Code.
Right.
And then I had this image, so I got to this Prince song, and it was, I don't remember which one it was, but I think they're all pretty much like this. It was like Staying Alive in, you know, in Saturday Night Fever.
And you started to
like,
walk to the
here
beat
I
there?
Am walking. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know what people thought about what I was doing, but I know in my head I was John Travolta walking down the street in Brooklyn, sort of weaving around and, you know, doing that thing. So yeah. It's a song.
Well, you can tell by the way I walk. I'm a one man. No time to talk.
You got it.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you I have that. So, ooh, wait.
I have it.
Yeah, but I can play it so everybody can hear it.
Go ahead, play it. Let's play it.
Okay, hold on. We'll talk over
what
it.
What do you think? Come on.
Hold on, we'll talk okay. over it. Here we go. Here's Dave on his morning coffee notes walk as he's listening to his own soliloquy. Yeah, see, that no, you walk. It's not Broadway. It's Brooklyn. It's somewhere in Brooklyn, isn't it?
I said Brooklyn.
Oh, okay,
I thought
you said Broadway. All right.
By the way, I use my lock, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, so that's.
Was that you? Did you do that?
Yeah, I'm actually the fourth BG. Surely you've heard of me. I had the hair going for me.
You sure did have the hair going. Ah, you had another career. So anyway, I gather you hadn't heard my promise because it's become like almost urban legend folklore.
No, you did.
The whole Harry Potter community is all over it. I mean. Yeah, exactly. Well, I've made a promise, and I'm going to stick to the promise that I will get a Mac, and I will use it if John Kerry is elected president of the United States.
I can hear the polls tilting as we speak.
So basically,
John Brown.
Otherwise, the way I figure it is I'm going to be using all my money and spending a lot of time packing up to get the hell out of this place. You know, I heard John Perry Barlow said it great. He sent out one of his Barlow friends emails today.
Oh, apparently I'm not on that list.
No, I don't think you are. If you haven't heard this, I mean, whatever.
You're on trade secrets. Hit me with it.
Exactly. So you get the juicy stuff anyway. And he's just coming back from Germany, and he says, you know, the whole country told him that basically, and this is something that I sort of figured out myself, is that, you know, we can forgive you for electing Bush once. You didn't really know, but if you reelect him, then we're going to realize the problem isn't just with your government.
It's with you.
The problem is a little deeper than that, Yeah, and not that Germany is going to, like, you know, be a big, you know, like, they're not going to nuke us, and they're nice, basically nice people.
Germany has a major economic crisis on their hands. You know, they could really use a healthy America.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Well, we could use one. Adam, we could use a healthy America over here in America,
sure,
too.
Sure, but you know what happened with Germany is when the wall came down, which was in our lifetime, then the East just became totally unnecessary. Everyone went west, and it's just their towns dying. You know, they have no reason for existence.
Yeah,
it's horrible. It really is.
Yeah,
and Germany. Yeah. Oh, so they need a big market.
They need a rack, like they need a hole in the head, right?
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking A. Yeah.
So Thomas Friedman is the big thing everybody's talking about today. He came back from a sabbatical, New York Times columnist, and basically said, you know, everything Bush is doing is wrong, but we might want to reelect him. That was like, that went over really well. Uh-huh. I think basically here what's happening in the United States now is that, you know, finally, there's actually, you're getting a chance to see Bush outside of the little envelope that he's created for himself, where, you know, like basically he only ever talks to people, you know, who support him, and he had to exist in an environment where, you know, one guy was neutral and the other guy was trying to get him out of office. Yeah. And, you know, that's
Did you have a chance to see the Jon Stewart election or debate coverage?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I downloaded it. There's a BitTorrent. I'll send you the torrent file. There's at least 200 seeds. Everyone's all over it. It is so good. It is so
good. I can't
wait. Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. And the quality of the recording is great, too.
And I'm going to watch the commercials 5 times, just so that everybody, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, the commercials have been edited out. I wish they left the commercials in. I like the commercials, some of them.
Yeah.
We don't get American commercials over
myself.
Here.
Anyway, now I have a little, let's have a little almost commercial message. This isn't quite. You know, BloggerCon, right? It's coming up November 6th in Palo Alto and at Stanford Law School. And
I hope you don't talk about fucking podcasting there. That would...
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, we are talking about podcasting there, as you mentioned it. In fact, you're the guy that's doing it, and this is going to be really cool because I believe this will be the first conference where podcasting is going to be up front and center, and a lot of podcasting people, including yourself.
Well, the conversation, like at Gnomedex, there was a lot of good conversation about it, but not a lot of people there had experience. And now, November 6th, I think a lot more people will be exposed to it.
Right, right. And so I think that in anticipation of that, we ought to be thinking about, well, what do we want to get done there? And
we want to podcast everything. That's what we want to get done.
Well, yeah, it's an incredible opportunity to, you know, get to actually do what we're talking about in a sort of community fashion. So let's start a conversation on that. You know, that's basically what I wanted to say.
Just as it pertains to podcasting and BloggerCon, obviously what you want is you want a podcast of as many of, if not all of, the sessions, all of the discussions.
Right. Yes. Well, let's prioritize, okay? First and foremost, we want a podcast of the podcasting session, right?
Okay.
I mean, that...
Oops, hold on, Dave. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we lost you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I don't know if you heard me, but we want the podcasting session.
Right. Yeah.
We've got to have a podcast of that. Then I think basically every other session. And what that takes now, the most sessions that are happening simultaneously is 4. Okay. There's one time when there's 4 simultaneous sessions.
Wow, that's a lot, actually.
Well, it's the way it goes.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah. And
well,
podcasting,
it's almost imperative that every single one is podcast.
Right, of course it is. Because if you can only get to one of them, then, you know, what are you going to do about
the
ones
you miss the other ones. Yep.
So everybody, whether you're there or not, will miss some of what's happening at the conference. But, you know, I've tried to design the grid in such a way that, you know, it sort of like starts off unified, where everybody's in the room together, you know, and we all have sort of a common beginning. And then I didn't schedule anything opposite the podcasting session because, you know, I don't think that anybody would go to anything. I mean, I know, like, this will, you know, it sounds like I'm stroking you, but I just think it's true that that I don't think that anybody would go to anything other than that. So that'll be all by itself, and then it fans out. Then we have 2, then we have 3.
Dave, can you hold on
4.
1 second? Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
I love you. Can you slap? I'm sorry. Patricia's going to bed.
I didn't know. Tell her that you're having your play date.
I'm having my play date, but she knows. What, huh? Yeah, you know.
That's what...
Yeah. This is shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
anyway.
Well, first of all, the podcasting session, I'll personally be responsible for that.
Okay.
And
Well, wait, are you sure you want to do that? Because you have other responsibilities. you have to lead a discussion about podcasting. So I'm not sure I go along with that. I mean, I would feel better if we had you leading the discussion and somebody else being responsible for the podcast for it. But on the other hand, if you're willing to take, you know, I mean, you're,
well, basically,
you can't,
now, basically what we're talking about is just recording the session. I mean, I just want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing. So,
well, let's go through what we're talking about. Basically, you need to have your laptop and you need to have a microphone. To have something that records the session
and plenty of hard disk space.
Lots of hard disk space because it's an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then of course everybody says the hard part is how do you get all the sound that's in the room to come through one microphone?
And that depends on that depends on the facilities there. Depends on what they have. Well, that's where we're going to figure out our list. Yeah.
But yeah, that's when it gets problematic, okay? Because then it depends on facilities, and that's where in past experience where everything, you know, gets all screwed up, because that ends up getting coordinated at the last minute. And then, like, for example, at the last BloggerCon, we not only didn't have any webcast, but we didn't even have any MP3s at all. Nothing.
It's gone. It's lost.
Yeah, I don't know if it's gone and lost, but I sure don't have it, so that's pretty close to gone and lost, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, if you set the target a little bit lower, then maybe you have a better chance of achieving it. The thing to know is that I will be at Stanford on Thursday and Friday of next week. So if there are questions that need to be asked and information needs to be gotten, it'd be helpful to have all that sort of in a sort of here are the questions, you know, and I can try to get the answers.
Hey, besides the people who are leading the discussions, the sessions, Dave, who else is coming?
Oh, wow, I hear what you just said. I think we're really...
I said besides the people who are leading the sessions, who else is coming?
Well, go to www.bloggercon.org/... I think it's registrants. It's great people. I mean, lots of bloggers, of course, and I don't know. I haven't memorized that. Why?
I was interested, but I'm not gonna go switch to my browser now. What? Am I dropping out?
Adam,
on you?
Can you hear me at all? Because I can't hear you at all.
I'll call you back. Okay.
All right.
Boop. All right. This is always fun. Oh, we need some more dialing music. Oh. You there? Dave?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. You're back.
You sound terrible, though. I can't believe that I sound good.
You sound okay.
You said... Really? Because you're breaking up like... I can hardly understand what you're saying.
Must be on your end.
Are we recording now?
Yeah.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. We can hear you fine.
Well, I'm running out of things to say, Adam.
All right, listen.
Everything. I talked about Kerry. One more time. I just want to say thank you to Steve Gilmore for everything that he's done. Total inspiration. Appreciate his enthusiasm. You know, thanks.
It really is. Is the new Gilmore gang up yet?
No,
I've
been watching.
Yeah.
And Doc Searles, I should say to Doc Searles too, who's totally all over podcasting now. I mean, it's wonderful to see all these people sort of, it's like it's all coming together and it's a whole other sort of user thing happening and it's great.
You want to play Dan Hicks? I think we got to.
Nah.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, go ahead. All right.
People are going to be wondering what we were yucking at.
Good point. Hey, how long has this been? How long have we been going?
It's not that long. Hold on, let me check. Man, your sound does suck. 38 minutes. Yeah, more than enough time for
38
for Dan Hicks.
Yeah.
All right. They say they've tried, but it's all in vain. I've begged and I've pleaded. I've even got mad. Now we must face it. You give me a pain. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Keep telling you day after day, but
you won't listen. You always stay and stay. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Your never-ending presence really cramps my style. I dream that it won't always be the same. At first I was attracted, but after a while, have you ever heard of the hard to get game? How can I miss you when you won't go away? I keep telling you day after day, but you won't listen, you always stay and stay. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Cut me loose. Just do me a favor and listen to my plea. I'm not the only chicken on the roost. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Keep telling you day after day, but you won't listen. You always stay and stay. How can I miss you when you won't go away?
Yo, Dan Hicks, and How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away? That's a great song. You know what's so great about a podcast is that, you know, if you think the song's... Oh, my mic just delayed. If you think the song sucks, then, you know, you just skip past it. It's like, no big deal. Oops. It's perfect. It's perfect.
But that was a great song, Adam. I like it.
No, I like this. You know, so many people say, "Oh man, I hate." They'll say, "I hate country," and I say, "Well, that's not really country, you know." It's American music. That and jazz, you know, that's American music.
I think they're from Long Island.
Okay, you're right. That's not quite American. Yeah, yeah, right. there was something that I wanted to talk to you about because I have absolutely no experience. With licensing.
I totally can't hear you now. You're like,
really?
You're a total, it's, yeah.
I think it's your machine. I think your machine can hear me. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Something
well, just don't expect any comprehension over here.
Okay.
Talk to the people.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Talk to the people. All right, Dave, teaching me how to do radio, everybody. Oh, you really can't hear, can you?
No.
Nah,
that part I did hear, but it was.
I want to talk about MP3 because it turns out that there is a licensing fee above certain levels for MP3, and I didn't know that. I thought, you know, and I didn't know that AAC has zero licensing fees.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yeah. So what I found out is that if you use MP3, if you distribute anything on MP3 commercially, after you
right.
do 100,000 in revenue, then you have to pay a license fee.
Yeah, that's going to turn into a problem, I guess, huh? For distributing MP3.
Well, I think the market's going to be big. Yeah, I think that people are going to make well over 100 grand. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I can barely hear you, Adam. It's like,
well, you know,
I don't think this is really good for discussion.
No, we'll sleep on that one, and we'll hope that next time we have a better connection. I think it's probably on your end because you're coming through fine, but somehow, and
maybe,
also
maybe Mount St. Helens blue.
Maybe please Mount St. do not check that blue. Webcam right now. Whatever you do.
Of course I'm going to. What do you mean?
All right. I tell you what. Why don't we get the fuck out of here?
Okay. Great. I think we did it. I think this is a great trade secrets. So we'll see y'all soon. Huh?
All righty. Hey, take it easy, Dave. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
Trade secrets, these heads will finally peep this. Trade secrets.